Good morning, this is Fran. On Monday, Julie read us a passage from Dogen's Uji, or Being Time. And she read it just to let it wash over us and settle in whatever way it might. Dogen can be dense and hard to penetrate. But sometimes things can be dark to the mind, but radiant to the heart. But sometimes they can just be dense and impenetrable and frustrating, which is often the case for me. But every now and then we might happen on a way in to something Dogen's written. And when that happens, it can start to open up for us in a new way. So I thought today I would share with you a way this passage that Julie read on Monday has opened up for me. So I'll read it again. The way the self arrays itself is the form of the entire world. See each thing in this entire world as a moment of time. Things do not hinder one another, just as moments do not hinder one another. The way-seeking mind arises in this moment. A way-seeking moment arises in this mind. It is the same with practice and with attaining the way. Thus, the self setting itself out in array sees itself. This is the understanding that self is time. Know that in this way there are myriads of forms and hundreds of grasses throughout the entire earth, and yet each grass and each form itself is the entire earth. The study of this is the beginning of practice. When you're at this place, there's just one grass, there's just one form. There's understanding of form and beyond understanding of form. There's understanding of grass and beyond understanding of grass. Since there is nothing but just this moment, the time being is all the time there is. Grass being, form being, are both time. Each moment is all being. Each moment is the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment. So I'd like to invite you now to enter a little guided meditation with me. And start by imagining just a vast opening that extends throughout infinite space and infinite time. And within this vast opening, a breath arises. And another breath. And maybe another breath. And it can seem like just this breath fills the entire vast space. And then let's think about that first breath we just took. When we took that breath, it arose in the present moment. And we're thinking about that first breath. We're thinking about it in this present moment. We can also imagine that about 10 seconds from now, there'll be another breath. But when that breath arises, it will also arise in this present moment. And as we're thinking about it now, the thought is coming up in the present moment. So, everything that arises is arising in the present moment. Just this eternal present. And we've noticed thoughts arising along with the breath. But the thoughts don't get in the way of the breath. There's room for both. And there have also been sounds arising. It's been the sound of my voice. There's room for that too. That sound doesn't hinder the breath or the thoughts. Probably notice some sensations arising. There's room for those too. And this impulse that brought us right here into this meditation, this way-seeking mind, even though it might not be in our awareness, that's here too. So, breaths, thoughts, sound, sensation, way-seeking mind, cushion, chair, house, trees, grasses, all arising in this vast, infinite, eternal moment. All arraying itself in such a way that there's room for all of it. Everything being just exactly as it is. This is being time. The way the self arrays itself is the form of the entire world. See each thing in this entire world as a moment of time. Things do not hinder one another, just as moments do not hinder one another. The way-seeking mind arises in this moment. A way-seeking moment arises in this mind. It is the same with practice and with attaining the way. Thus, the self setting itself out in array sees itself. This is the understanding that self is time. Know that in this way, there are myriads of forms and hundreds of breaths throughout the entire earth. And yet each breath and each form itself are the entire earth. The study of this is the beginning of practice. When you're at this place, there's just one breath. There's just one form. There's understanding of form and beyond understanding of form. There's understanding of breath and beyond understanding of breath. Since there's nothing but just this moment, the time being is all the time there is. Breath being, form being, are both time. Each moment is all being. Each moment is the entire world. Reflect now whether any being or any world is left out of the present moment.